Klapka. Akce. Zdare všichni, já vás vítám u tohle videa a tohle video budou mé oblíbené místa.
The documentary Children Online shines a highly revealing light on how the lives of kids in the Czech Republic are increasingly shaped, if not dominated, by the internet. The film shows that for today's generation, YouTube has largely supplanted television. To be offline is to be an outsider, and cyber grooming is a genuine threat. I discuss Children Online, which has been screened at 20 festivals, with its director, Katarzyna Hager. My first question, what had drawn her to the subject to begin with?
I'm a parent myself. I have three children, and I think for a long time already, I felt that the topic is really hanging in the air, and many parents are concerned by that topic.
The first character in the film is called Zaki, and he's a young boy who's a YouTuber or video blogger. What age is he, and are there a lot of kids like him?
Our protagonist, the first protagonist, Lukáš, his name in the film is Zaki, because that's the name he uses on his YouTube channel. He's 12 years old. And I think now it's a growing phenomenon that young children see the opportunity and start to become YouTubers. But I think also many children spend a lot of time on YouTube, watching YouTube videos. So I think majority of children from, let's say, 10 years up are a very active audience of YouTube.
Just so the listeners know what we're talking about, what kind of videos is this boy, Lukáš, posting?
He, like many other YouTubers, also offers videos covering his everyday experience, everyday life, that for many parents is hard to understand why children would find that attractive, but they actually do find that interesting and exciting to look into somebody else's, some child's private life. But Lukáš is particular in a way that he does videos that he says are mostly done by girls, right? So he focuses more on fashion videos, and that is also a source of a problem, because he, on one hand, he became very popular and he's got many views, but on the other hand, he's being very criticized because that's not what the boy is supposed to do. He's not supposed to talk about fashion and show his clothes, etc.
Well, I was surprised that there are videos that are made criticizing him or attacking him, and there is such a phenomenon as these kind of dissing videos. I never heard of such a thing.
Yes, it's a very typical problem, because sometimes the children, I think even adults, think that they can become easily famous on YouTube, but they don't realize that they also there are other people out there that will react actively to their work. And in the case of Zaki, who has a lot of views, and his YouTube channel is popular, he also creates a lot of reactions on the side of the haters, and some of them make hateful videos against him, and hoping that they will reach also a lot of views, because he's popular. So they, by making videos about him, will increase the popularity of their channel just by attracting people to the videos.
I think even for an adult, it must be difficult to take a lot of online abuse. How is a 12-year-old boy able to cope with this kind of treatment?
I do think that for children, it must be quite traumatizing going to sleep knowing that there are hundreds of people writing really awful comments about you on internet. And Zaki, I mean, he says that he deals with it okay, but of course we can't enter his head and really tell his feelings. And there are many cases already in the world of children that have committed suicide because of hateful comments. So I think it's a time to speak about that issue.
What do his parents say about it? Because if I had a 12-year-old boy who was getting a lot of online abuse, I'd be saying, do something else. Don't be on YouTube.
Well, I think a lot of parents react the same way. On the other hand, it's not so easy. I think to a certain age, you can control your children. And as they're getting older, it's harder and harder. And Lukáš Záchy is a very, I would say, strong personality. And I think that his determination to become a star on YouTube was very strong. And I don't think it's so easy for parents to stop him from that. There are a lot of parents that are also critical, and they say, oh, my children can do this, and they can access Facebook, or we don't allow these type of social network, social media to our children. But during my research for this film, I actually often encountered, even among my friends, that some people who are very conservative in terms of their children using internet, they also very often don't know that their children are doing that anyway. And without their knowledge, they actually have a YouTube channel, and that they never have actually asked them for permission to become active on social media. And they often use a different social media than their parents. And so their parents, not only they don't know that their children are active in that way, but they also even don't know about the existence of certain social networks.
You also have other characters in the film, including a boy who spends a lot of time playing games online. You have girls who are the victims of cyber grooming. One thing that comes across in all of those cases is that these kids seem to feel a strong pressure, strong peer pressure, to be essentially always online.
Yes, I think that's another big challenge for parents, because they might say, oh, we don't want you to be online. But as some of the protagonists say in the film, it's almost impossible for children not to be online from a certain age, because they feel like outsiders. They feel they're missing on something. And in fact, a lot of the communication between the peers or in the class takes place on Facebook or internet, and not to be connected. It's somehow a stigma for these children sometimes.
And how is the Czech Republic in this area relative to other European countries or by world standards?
Well, I personally find it that a lot of Czech parents are quite liberal in their strategy in terms of their children on the internet. And actually, the researches show, especially there was a research, international research, EU Kids Online, that showed that Czech children spend a lot of time on internet in comparison to other European children.
The most distressing part of the film is the section about the cyber grooming of these girls. In practical terms, what can a parent do to make sure that their daughters in particular are not the victim of this kind of abuse?
Yes, I think this is quite a challenging thing for parents today, because we as a first generation of parents that deals with these type of risk, we don't have experience with that type of communication and risks such as sexting and cyber grooming. These are new things for us. And so I think that a lot of parents think that what happened to the protagonist in the film can never happen to their own daughter. But, and that's what I want to show in the film, the mother or the parents of this particular girl had a very close relationship to the girl, and the girl comes from a very good background, is now a university student, and basically I want to show that this can happen to every girl, and that we don't know what our children might be doing in their room while happily sitting watching a computer. So I think that parents first need to be aware of that risk, and to know that it can happen to also very good girls, and to speak to their children about it and gain their trust. Now, the film mentions this case where more than 50 Czech girls were actually harassed by this one sexual aggressor on the internet. And from this huge number, only only one girl actually found the strength to tell there and the courage to tell her parents. And so without this man would continue maybe much longer. So, and there were many of the girls involved were very young, 12, 13 years old. And so I think... That is very important to gain their trust, so they would actually have the courage to tell us if there's something worrisome that happened to them on internet.
And how does it work in your own family with internet and being online, all that kind of stuff?
Of course, like every parent, I'm trying to struggle with the situation because, of course, we try to maintain a certain... Strategy, but it's very difficult for every parent now when children can connect to internet everywhere. They have smartphones, they have access to internet everywhere. So I think rather than to forbid, we try to teach them by our own example. And for me, what's very important is that I try to encourage them to do creative stuff or things that could be, you know, helpful for them in the future. So I can mention that, for example, I'm very pleased by the fact that my oldest son learned how to compose. I mean, he's a musician, and he learned how to compose music by himself, and that he actually was one of the composers of the music for my documentary film. So I am very happy to involve him in a creative process, and it's an example of where children actually can, or how children can learn from the technology today.